was Jesse's invention?
Jesse came up with an app to help you bully people.
Okay.
I think we called it Just Beat, didn't
Just
we?
Just Beat.
If you were in the pub with someone and they were annoying, you could order someone to come and bully them.
Oh, that's good. Violently.
I think
there
it was...
There were tears.
There were tears.
What was the first... Like a snidey
snide
comment?
Snide remark. I think snide remark was £7.50.
£7.50.
You might need to talk into it.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't think this has started.
Yeah, this is it.
All right.
We probably shouldn't start it by talking about
this.
It's all going in. Sad life.
Yeah, we won't put that in. Dops is our friend who edits the podcast, and she takes out all of the things we can't say. So you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Well, my invention is probably unsayable.
Oh, fantastic.
Just to get that in now.
Great.
That's ideal. About,
welcome to Under the Groomers. We are joined... Today, when I go professional, everyone laughs at me.
Yeah.
I'm being super. This, so
this is the most serious I've ever seen in your life.
I get very serious at the start because it's a serious business podcast.
I don't like
now.
It. It makes me feel uneasy when you get serious.
I'm with Julia Stanton, and today we are joined by a good, very good friend of ours.
Thank you very much.
So somber as well. When he's serious,
it's really,
it's really somber.
It kind of bums me out. Bumming myself out.
It takes a lot from you to be serious.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And I have to think about sad things. We're joined by a friend.
There we go.
A comedian. A Lothario. we learned pre show. I tell you, when we get that Patreon going, some of the juice.
Oh, the gossip.
Ooh. Piping hot.
Wow.
My guy romancing. it's Jamie D'Souza. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I didn't ask.
He didn't ask.
Oh, yeah. The fuck's it?
Great start.
That's why I'm a Lothario. Hang on. So you don't like being serious. How did you propose to Holly?
Wow. Shaming with the personal shit, is it?
Yeah. You have to be serious in that moment.
You can't do joke proposals. The kind of person that flips questions to avoid.
This is going
to
be a tough podcast. If
I don't know.
How did I propose to Holly? It was tough. Tough day.
Tough day. It's meant to be the happiest day of your life.
It was a graft. got an Airbnb with like a hot tub. Like,
hello.
Nice, fancy. Well,
now
Airbnb.
Who's the Lothario?
Yeah.
Sorry,
check me out.
I'm not in a hot tub.
Yeah. It was one of those ones where you have to like do it with like wood. And you know, when you like put a fire underneath
it
was a natural hot tub.
Wow.
But it was really hot and you couldn't get... I basically had my shins in it.
You're
just
cooking.
Sat on the side just sweating. Yeah. It's too hot. So I had this idea, because it was like in the countryside, we had the dog, we thought, take her for a walk. She likes outdoors and stuff.
That's nice.
She likes nature. And then we went for a walk with the dog, and then we were going for a meal afterwards, and I was like, I'll do it on the dog walk, our favourite thing to do. Back to the meal for the big...
celebration.
Went on the walk in like rural Wales. I walked in what I thought was going to be a nice walk, but it wasn't.
I was going to say dog shit.
Yeah. it was honestly like, you would think like any part of the countryside is nice.
Yeah.
But as we were walking through it, Holly said, I think this might be the worst field I've ever been in, which is like...
That's nice. You want to remember that for a long time, don't you?
How can a field be bad?
I tell you, because there was a big pile of tyres in the middle. Just like a massive big pile of tyres. And I was like, yeah, this is really bleak. So I aborted then, went for the meal, ring burning a hole in my pocket, chaos.
Did you put it in the dessert?
I put it.
She choked on it.
Yeah. She ordered a sausage and I just slid it halfway down. No, I had to do it back at the...
That's the only way I want
to
be proposed
to. Good for your self esteem though, because it means
if
you've
it
got sausage fingers.
Sausage.
Yeah.
It's got to be a chipolata.
A chipolata for sure. If you can get it on a walls, don't propose. Yeah. That's the benchmark. Yeah. But in the end, I just did it back at the place we were staying.
But did you do a speech and stuff?
Yeah.
Didn't remember. I went down on one knee.
I
didn't have any trousers. I remember.
You didn't have any trousers.
I was about
so you went down on one knee and you're like, hung out your trousers.
No, I had underwear on. But I remember thinking like...
You did it in your pants.
No, I didn't. I said... Hold on, I need to put some...
If this story ends with you having a crack in the back of your boxes...
And I went, how long's that been in there?
How long's that been in there?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So I said, hold on a minute, I've got to put some trousers on. I think she worked out what was going on because I was being weird.
Yeah.
So then, sorry, I've lost. So you're hanging out in the Airbnb.
We're at the Airbnb. We've been in the hot tub.
You've
been in the hot tub. Yeah, because you're
the one who knew you were going to propose.
Yeah. No, you took your trousers off.
But I was in. You know, when your jeans.
Just relax.
I hate having the jeans on at home.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you're a fat guy, you can't keep your jeans on. The minute I walk in any door that I'm staying in, jeans are off.
Jeans off.
Whether you're proposing or not,
they're tight. They're cutting in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like. Jeans off the minute
sure.
you get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hold on, I need to get my jeans on for this.
Do you think she knew?
Well, there's not many things where you're like, hold on, let me put my jeans on for this. And then I did it. Down
did
on
you
one
announce-
knee. No speech. Down on one knee. I did the will you marry me?
Yeah.
And she went, fine.
She went, put those jeans on.
She went, I'm glad.
Put your knob away.
Glad you got your jeans
your
on.
Your flies are undone.
Yeah, those boot cuts. So, Jamie, it's your first time in the Groomers.
It is.
Welcome.
How do you like it? Much.
I love it, yeah. I love dogs.
Yeah.
So this is fun for me.
There are none here, but...
None here at the
none
moment.
None here while we record. It would be chaos if there were dogs here.
Oh, yeah.
Be nice, though.
But we've got the little dog prison there.
Yeah, we were going to put you in there, but we thought
let's about it.
Me and you just awkwardly sit next to each other instead.
Yeah,
this is
fun.
The dynamic at the moment. We've got two chairs,
and you're sort of in a throne all by yourself.
I am, but normally when it's me and Jules, I'm in the big one, obviously.
Yeah, and
okay.
I sit in that one.
That makes sense.
But I'm not. You can't share a seat with me. There's not room for two.
Sit on your lap.
Yeah, you could sit on my lap. That'd be cool.
Do that.
I'd like
second
to see
half
that.
Of the pod.
Yeah,
that's. Nice.
So, as you know, we are branching out into business development.
Yeah.
It's the new hustle for me and Jules.
Yeah.
We're going to make money somehow.
Mm-hmm.
No success.
Right.
No success,
okay.
Some great
yes.
ideas. Some really great ideas.
Really
What's
good
your
ideas?
Best ideas that you've come up with? Not
we
to read.
We had the Riscotto, which was.
Jules came up with a really good one, yeah.
Little man. Like, you know, in The Office, you know, Dirty Bertie. He's a Father Christmas and he sort of dances
this
and he goes, ooh, yeah. Ooh. So it's like that, but it's a...
I don't think he's Father Christmas.
Isn't he?
He's just like a dirty old man. And then his knob sort of pops in and out.
Like you proposing.
Yeah. And then he goes like, ugh. And then he...
Oh, maybe I must have seen a Father
but,
Christmas.
But sorry, but a Riscotto.
Anyway, it was basically, it's a little device that delivers the right amount of stock every couple of minutes, and his head is an egg timer, so it spins around like The Exorcist, and then it basically shits out the stock at the
great.
Appropriate time, so that you don't have to be near the thing.
Have you ever made a risotto, Jim?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a nightmare.
It's
right?
a nightmare, because you've got to constantly top up stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was a timed stock delivery device,
which
somehow turned into it being in the shape of a guy having diarrhea.
Yeah. But Riscotto is such a good name.
Yeah, that was Jez. Yeah. That was all Jez.
Was that me?
Yeah, that was you.
Well, you need to
was
actually
you?
Make that.
That was great.
I'm ashamed at my idea now, because that's actually a really good one.
Well, you shouldn't compare yourself to our ideas.
Yeah,
that's,
fair enough. Mm. Yeah.
That's not fair.
We are seasoned inventors.
Yeah.
I also came up with the mattress that you can piss into.
That's I my, heard about that
because that's
when you described going for a shit at night as a chore, which
I've never
I've never heard anyone call a chore.
Nice to know you listen to the show.
Yeah.
So let's hear about your idea, Jamie. Tell
okay,
us
so
idea.
My it's more of a sort of branding thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this would even make money. It'd actually make well. I'll try and explain it. So, you know, they get healthy food, right?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. You know, you got that healthy food. Sometimes kids don't like healthy food.
Yeah.
So do you know what they do? They put pictures of children's TV characters on them.
Yes.
To encourage the kids to like it.
Yeah.
So if you don't like broccoli, if Peppa Pig's on it, you're more likely to be.
Sure.
Right.
That encourages eating healthy food,
mm-hmm.
which is good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't discourage eating unhealthy food.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think what they should do is get junk food and brand it with pictures of paedophiles. That's my idea.
That's a really good idea.
You know, you've got like the traffic light system for saturated fats.
Yes.
You could have that here.
Yeah.
So if it's really unhealthy food, you can have like Jimmy Savile.
The worst one.
Yeah.
If it's amber, have like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, then, careful.
Okay.
Well, is that slander? Sorry.
Jamie, I don't really want to tell you this. We don't besmirch Leo on this
one. We do not.
We don't besmirch
Leo. Maybe he can be green then.
Jules,
maybe Jez can be amber.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
I think Leo is green because...
I'll concede he's green.
Of course, he dates women younger
than
him.
Sure, but wouldn't you? Yeah. You
the world's greatest movie star.
Yeah.
His partner's younger than him.
But also 25.
So let's think. So you're in the shop. you are looking in the junk food section.
You know penguin bars?
Love of a penguin course. Bar.
Imagine if the joke said, I fancy year eights. It's not even a joke.
That's not a joke.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Get rid of the joke that they have.
Yeah.
And it just and makes you a nonce. Because then you'd have to read that out to someone.
Oh, it makes you a nonce if you eat it as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, but that's not to scare off a child though, is it?
But also you probably are eight if you're eating it.
If children are eating the penguin, they could be in year eight.
And that's fine for them to fancy year eight.
And they turn and go, I fancy year eight. So they probably go, yeah, me too.
Yeah. I've got some questions. Yeah,
please.
You don't have kids.
That I know
that
of.
I'm a that's that you currently care for.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Where did this idea come from? So presumably this is not an issue that you personally need solved.
No.
You're just thinking more for the greater good.
It's personal for me because I don't want to see a load of little tubby kids running around everywhere.
You're sounding more and more like a nonce.
So,
yeah.
So your end goal is to make children more attractive. Yeah,
for their health.
You're concerned for their health.
I got this idea while I was shelf stacking. That's my job.
That's not your job.
It is. I work for a supermarket.
You don't stack the shelves.
3 days a year, you have to go into the store and stack shelves.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Feels like a waste of your.
Also, if you were one of the ones who regularly does that, wouldn't you be like, this is so patronizing?
Yeah.
That these.
Yeah. It's so patronizing.
Look at me. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
Do you do it in a suit?
Yeah.
No.
Big top hat and monocle. Yeah.
Well, what do I do?
Where does this one go?
It is quite fun having a 16-year-old as a boss, though.
Yeah.
Like, I did it once in just outside London, where I'm from, in a place called Walton. And this 16-year-old guy was, like, showing me around. And he was like, oh, what are you doing in store today? And I was like, I work in London normally in the head office, but I'm just in store today. And he was like, oh, man, you work in London? I bet you see some fit girls there. Yeah. It's genuinely 10 minutes on the train away. That's how munted my town is.
I hope you said, you're damn right.
Yeah, I was like, I'll come show you.
You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. So they make you go and stack shelves 3 times a year?
Yeah.
For a whole day?
For a whole day.
Do you like it?
Well, it's fine.
I used to stack shelves.
I've done that too.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. We're all working class. Yeah,
M&S.
Fair enough.
M&S.
Knights.
Ooh.
It was rough.
He's got a face for knights.
Yeah.
We
ain't getting on the tills. We went when the shop was shut at night with all the other ogres.
What I will say about shelf stacking is once I did a gig with Joel Dommett, which was pretty cool
Clang.
For me. Yeah. He's a local boy for you guys, right?
Clang. He's a Thornbury
boy.
He's from Rockhampton.
I went to school with his cousin.
But then the next day after a gig with him, I was shelf stacking and he came into the shop.
No.
Oh, no.
And that was a bit like, oh.
Did he recognise you?
I hid.
Ran into
the stock room.
Good for you. Yeah, we'll clip this up and we'll send it to him, so don't worry.
Was your 16-year-old boss like, sorry, you can't hide from Joel Dobbin.
Yeah.
Had you been talking up your comedy career the night before at the gig?
I would have been. Yeah.
Things are going really well.
Trying to pretend that I'm good at comedy, and then
especially if you told him about like your job, and you're like, "Yeah, I work for like head office." Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, that's. Yeah. I think I did tell him I worked for Sainsbury's head office. Yeah, he was like, "Oh, this guy's delusional. This guy, he doesn't even have the uniform. Fucking hell."
He's just there, just pouring things onto the saying to the 16-year-old, am I doing it right? Is this good?
I know loads of fit girls in London.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So you're stacking the shelves and you go, this junk food doesn't have enough warnings on it.
Yeah, no, I think I was looking at some food that had Peppa Pig on it. And I was like, that's a good idea.
For broccoli.
Yeah, something like that. And then that's where my mind went.
Just like that.
Just
the
like
light,
that.
The light
in
bulb
the bath
went
Sainsbury's.
On. Went,
yeah.
What if there were nonces on junk food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
but
my go-to.
But once you've taken it out the wrapper,
yeah, but
Peppa Pig's no longer on it. It's still broccoli you've got to get inside
but
your
kids
child.
Kids are so thick. Like,
well, they are
like,
these days. That's what I'm trying to...
So what's the least healthy food?
Chocolate cake? I don't know.
Who are you putting on chocolate cake, Savile?
Savile. Yeah.
Epstein.
Crisps.
Epstein.
That feels like Schofield.
Just keep Gary Lineker on them.
Wayne Lineker.
Yeah.
That's
an easy swap. That's an easy swap on the crisps.
Still, the contracts just change the first name.
Gary, can you ever work with your brother? It's just, we've got an idea for the crisps going forward.
That's so funny.
Yeah, Wayne Lineker on crisps. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's absolutely perfect.
That is brilliant.
That's absolutely perfect. Sweets are quite bad, aren't they? Like Haribo, Tangfastics.
Yeah.
You feel like that's quite a serious crime. Yeah.
I had one idea.
Tangfastics.
Oh, yeah. Tangfastics is serious crime.
That's really serious crime, those Tangfastics.
They're quite unhealthy, though, aren't
they? Oh, very. Yeah.
Well, you know Sugar Puffs?
I do.
Yeah. Instead of having the honey monster, you have the man who's inside the honey monster costume. Because he's definitely... Yeah. No one gets into that job unless they want to be, do you know what I mean?
Or they take their head off.
Yeah.
And it's glitter or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Blobby's got to be on one of them.
Is Mr. Yeah. Blobby or not?
Really?
I always like it.
I thought he was asexual.
He's got to be.
Yeah, what other ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's, you think?
That's bad, isn't it? That's
Rolf really Harris? Bad.
Rolf,
yeah. Yeah. But is there a nonce called Ben and one called Jerry? Because that could be quite funny.
There's going to be lesser known.
Is Jerry
ones.
Lee Lewis a nonce?
Did he marry a teenager?
I think he did.
Great.
I think you're right. Yeah, so I think he married like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, great. This is good. So Jerry Lee Lewis, we think, might be confirmed nonce.
Yeah.
So now we need a Ben Fogle.
Ben Fogle.
Shepherd.
Oh, Shepherd. Someone told me apparently Ben Shepherd's got a massive knob.
Of course.
Yes, yeah. Come on. You can see it through the telly.
I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Just the way he walks.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be Ben Shepherd and Jerry Lee Lewis on ice cream. If it's Cornetto, you could have the Go Compare Man as well. Yeah. That could be good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Has he?
Gio Campario. Yeah.
Is that his name?
Not his real name, but yeah.
You know the name of the character?
Sorry, Gio Campario.
Go Compare. He's not...
You mean the character in the Go Compare advert? It's called Gio Campario.
Did you not know that?
Of course not.
That's common knowledge, I think.
That is not common knowledge.
Here becomes Gio Campario.
That's a great bit of a great pun, though, isn't it? Gio Campario.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Is he? He's not a nonce, is he?
Because I was thinking ice cream is a bit Pavarotti-ish.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on like a cornetto.
Yeah, that's nice.
No,
that is
great.
Really nice.
That's great.
There's a theme.
Yeah.
Rolf, he's Australian. Mm. You can put him on the Tim Tams or something.
Yeah.
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 Well, it's a great idea.
Have you suggested it to Sainsbury's head office?
Not yet.
I think
I don't
put
know
a
how
pitch,
that pitch.
Just send this in.
Yeah.
This is a really good idea.
Yeah.
When we had Jessie in,
mm-hmm.
obviously there was quite a lot we couldn't put in because it was kind of gross. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to Jules, I was like, do you reckon we need to say like before?
Yeah.
Before the guest comes in, do we need to like send an email? That obviously you
send
can
send an email.
Like where the shop is.
Because we're trying to be professional podcasters.
Yeah.
As you can tell from today's session. We were like, we could send an email with like the address to the shop.
Times.
Like maybe like, timings, bring your idea. Obviously you could talk about whatever you want, but if if it gets too like libelous or gross, then it'll probably just be cut. And we were like, nah, we don't need to do that.
We trust these people.
The people we're getting on in the early days, you know, they're our closest friends.
Yeah.
They understand what we're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to make a serious business podcast.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize you were both trying to change and suppress your entire personalities and not talk about nonsense. that's a lot for me to assume. Do you know what I mean?
By the way.
Come on, actually, just talk about ways of making Sainsbury's more efficient. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we want a serious business. Yeah. It's like Dragon's Den. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's also a top-notch idea. So
I think it's a fantastic idea.
It's actually for the greater good. The problem is that in the way that it works for smokers, having like minging gums and stuff, I think that puts off the people of the appropriate age who are choosing to smoke. The problem with putting Rolf Harris on a chocolate bar... The kids are not going to know who Rolf Harris is.
True.
They're not going to be like, oh, I don't want this because there's this creepy old guy on it. They're going to be like, who's this old man on my chocolate bar?
The younger generation are not. This is the big problem.
If anything, you might be making heroes out of nonces.
Oh, because then they'll
you might
associate
be introducing
it.
Them yeah. to a younger actually. Generation.
I love this cool guy.
Yeah.
Where can I learn more about him?
Yeah.
I've actually sort of, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, if a man offers you some sweets,
yeah,
and that is now a man on some
on
sweets.
On some sweets. Yeah. They're going to be like, yeah, this guy looks like the guy who hangs around the playground. Yeah. Let's go and talk to him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got more chocolate.
So what would...
I can't believe we found a flaw in this.
What would put off a kid?
Rather than nonsense, you could go for what other things the kids hate? Because like Jules said, they're not going to know who these guys are.
Put the veggies, disguise them as veggies.
Yeah.
Do a swap-a-roo.
Yeah.
Make the chocolate bars look like veggies. Well, no, but you could do get Heston in.
What you want it to look like...
He could
like
do all
Heston's
sorts of...
going to be in the original
wizardry
thing, not
what you want. So what more you want is like a thing that looks like a sweet, but it's actually like a boiled sprout. Get the sprout.
Yeah.
Get the sprouts in the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Or you make the chocolate look... just make the chocolate look like sprouts and then they won't want to eat it.
Oh, because they think...
Because they'll think it's sprouts. Good.
But the adults will know because we're allowed to make our own decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we know what's what.
Yeah. Did you see that video of the woman who went back to a place that her kids had trick-or-treated and screamed at the people inside because they had hidden Brussels sprouts in Ferrero Rocher packets.
This is the
and
answer.
She was absolutely livid.
Oh, really?
She was fuming.
Yeah.
But good ideas ruffle feathers. So that's what's happening. Let's not put us off.
Is that yours? Good ideas ruffle feathers.
I just came up with that.
Is that a D'Souza?
Yeah.
Is that a D'Souza
that's
original?
Fantastic.
Really?
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
You should get that TM'd.
Holy hell.
TM'd. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What a sentence. Good ideas ruffle feathers. Okay.
It's got a nice...
We got a tagline for the show.
Yeah.
We're having that.
Yeah.
Please, please.
It's going to be under the groomers, underneath good ideas, ruffle feathers. So the sprout in the Ferrero Rocher, that's kind of what we're coming up
kind
with.
Kind of, yeah.
That's kind of the invention.
But the reaction from this lady was not good.
Yeah.
She should be happy, though.
She was definitely dipping into the kids' Halloween sweets. Also, Ferrero Rocher is perfect for that, isn't it? Because kids don't want that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So she definitely thought, oh, they've got a whole thing. It was a whole tray as well. They got a whole tray. I bet she was salivating looking at it.
Yeah.
She dips in. First one, green.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Second one.
Maybe it's a one-off.
Yeah. How many do you reckon she opened before she...
Half a dozen.
Yeah.
Half a dozen. Yeah.
You think... I'm not...
Because you think maybe they've hidden one chocolate at least.
Yeah.
You'd be searching for
it. I'm not into the Rocher myself.
You know, I love a Rocher.
I like a Ferrero.
Very nutty.
Too nutty.
Very nutty.
Too healthy for you.
What am I on a diet? So much work. You got to unwrap them.
Yeah.
Forget
what
it.
Do you like?
Do you ever have a Drifter?
I remember a Drifter.
Drifters were so good, man.
Do you remember a Lion Bar?
Yeah.
You still get love them. A Lion
Bar.
Can you still get Lion Bar?
I've never had a Lion Bar before.
Never had a Lion Bar?
Nah.
Are you a vegan?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's got a real lion in it, so.
Oh,
yeah.
No good for you.
You can't even have things with animals in the title.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Vegan. What's your favourite?
My favourite? It's just some shit vegan one.
Some shit vegan.
I used to like a Twix.
Yeah.
Do you have dark chocolate?
Yeah. Dark chocolate.
What's
hobnobs?
The best thing a vegan can eat?
Genuinely, the best thing to do is if my my girlfriend here,
Mario, we warned you. He's romantic.
The best thing a vegan can eat is if she doesn't finish her meal. I feel like ethically, the best thing I can do is not let it go to waste. I always encourage her to get big meals.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
she'll have a full roast chicken.
Yeah, I'll have a rack of ribs with it as well. And then she's going to finish her steak.
Yeah. Yeah. So I found a loophole in the system.
So what percentage vegan would you say you are?
That is a good question.
You must be quite strict if you're not having a Twix.
Yeah.
Well, for 7 years, I was very strict. I'd say now I'm like 80%.
So your girlfriend is a full meat eater.
She is, for my sins.
Yeah.
That is.
Sounds like it's working for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. For her sins.
For my sins.
Okay, so anyway. So are you boozing now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're back.
Are you?
We're back.
Yeah.
Maybe. You did a year, didn't you?
I did a year. I thought you were doing a year.
I did a year and a bit.
Are you going to do drinks at Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Are you?
I think so.
Wow.
You did a whole year off.
Well, I lasted till December.
Okay, Christmas time.
Mid to late December. Yeah.
You can count that as a year.
That counts. Yeah. Did you start on January the 1st?
Yeah.
My mate, his brother gave up for a year, January the 1st, and he had a drink on New Year's Eve. 364 days.
That's what I did.
New Year's Eve?
Well, no, so I started drinking on the 29th of December because I knew I was going to drink on New Year's Eve, but I didn't want to be a mess.
A few days.
No, but New Year's Eve, it's the biggest night of the year.
Did you go big?
Yeah. Did you feel awful the first time? When I gave up
I felt great.
When I gave up for a year, I was disappointed that it wasn't as it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
Yeah,
that's I got a pint. Yeah. I was on holiday. I'd given up for a year and a month, year and 2 months. And then everyone's having cold pints of lager in a warm country.
Nice.
Mm. And I was like, I'm having a pint.
Yeah.
And I put some fags immediately. I was like, I'm going to have a pint and buy some fags.
Just a bag.
I was like, wow, yeah. Anyone got any heroin? I'm on holiday. I'm on my holidays. But I was disappointed at the first pint. It was like, oh, this wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But fortunately, get through the first
pint. Yeah.
It's like olives.
Yeah, exactly. It's like olives. You just power through the first few and then you get it back pretty quickly.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what was your first, you had a pint?
Pint, yeah. Pint, it was like a neck oil. Something like that.
Oh, of course it was. Johnny's a vegan as well.
Johnny London. Fit birds around eating his neck oil.
Eating his neck oil.
Eating.
It's thick.
Yeah, that's classic. Oh. The worst thing I did, I went to a wedding sober.
Mm.
That's tough.
We were staying at the wedding. So we got there at midday. Very dear friends of ours. Lovely day.
Yeah.
Fantastic day. But what you realize is that if you're getting there at midday and you're staying there, and the whole day is just a wedding and you're not drinking, you're like, holy shit, this is boring.
Yeah.
What am I?
I bet it felt like 4 days.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Because then you've got the meal and the speeches and you're just like,
but also,
this sucks.
The rest of them are getting progressively more drunk.
Yeah.
I can't believe you managed that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if you found this when I wasn't drinking, but you'd get to 1 a.m. on a night out and you're talking to everyone and they're a bit drunk.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, if this is 1 a.m. and it was me, I'd be
wasted.
Such a mess. Do you know what I mean?
Which is why we've often had to
take
large breaks. Wow, you can all seem to drink a little and not ruin everyone's night.
Yeah.
What a fascinating insight.
But you're quite sensible, Julia.
I'm not a huge crazy drinker. I ended up in hospital when I was 17 from drinking.
I knew you were a laugh.
And just at the local pub near my school, which I then was banned from.
What did you do?
I drank a bottle of wine just really quickly. I don't remember anything. I remember being in the toilet and then apparently I was outside and they called an ambulance and then I was in
So did you do any embarrassing stuff?
I don't know.
And your friends
probably.
Friends have never told you?
No, I've also never asked. I don't want to know.
Yeah, that's,
I don't think it'll make
so
my
fair.
Life any better to know that I
feel like
got my tits out or something.
I feel like when the ambulance is called, you don't really need a big debrief about how the night went.
Yeah.
God, also, was I all right last night?
Did I pull?
I wasn't out of it last night. with the dripping.
They also cut all your clothes off, so I've no idea how dressed I was at any point.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They cut your clothes off.
I think that's standard practice when you're getting picked up by the ambulance.
Yeah. Is it?
I'm guessing it's to check that I didn't fall over and I didn't have
Right, yeah. That's really checking a few key areas. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh, wow.
So since then I'm not really a huge
I was thinking the other day, we've never had a real tear up.
You've never gotten a sesh.
I mean, I have since, occasionally. I've still been sick from drinking,
Yeah. Do you remember that we had a bit of a night out with Thor? Can we talk about this with the little prank we did on him?
I've had a night out.
Yes!
I've had a night out.
Is that okay to talk about?
I think so.
Do you know, I think I would have told you this.
Don't say we. I had nothing to do with this prank. This was entirely you.
I forget that, Jamie, you're a real prankster. Jamie's the Bart Simpson of...
Original prankster.
Yeah, the comedy world. You're always pulling pranks.
I love pranks.
So how did you prank Thor?
So we went for a few pints.
We did go.
Me, Julia and Thor. And Julia was staying in our spare room. But Thor also came back. And Thor is like a lot... He's not like us three. You know, we can put him away.
Yeah, yeah.
Thor had like two pints and he was...
He's really good looking. And I was like this. Yeah, he's gorgeous.
He's a gorgeous man. But a lightweight. So he had two pints and he basically passed out on our sofa.
Yeah, really hit him hard and quick, didn't it?
Yeah. What a dork.
I know. So he was just sleeping on the sofa. So we put a blanket on him. I took his shoes off, which is really kind of me.
Sweet.
That is
nice.
Really nice
very
guy.
Very sweet.
Then we did the classics, drew a knob on his forehead, you know, that kind of thing.
Classic
prankster. Yeah. But then what we did is we got
Stop saying we. I was.
What I did.
I was watching and laughing, to be fair.
Yeah, but. Exactly. But I got a condom.
Uh-oh.
Heard of it?
Where from? Who knows? Maybe my bedside cabinet. Have a look. But
from the bowl on the coffee table.
I got one of them. I filled it with a sort of solution of water and mayonnaise. I then took it back to Thor.
The attention to detail for this prank.
And the consistency was
exquisite.
Yeah.
Water and mayonnaise.
Sort of mixed up as a little potion. And I then sort of lifted up the blanket, draped it across Thor's naked leg.
Very delicately.
Nude leg. And then I went into the living room and I took a painting of my mate who I live with, his deceased family. And I put that in Thor's arms. So when he woke up, he thought he had a posh wank over my landlord's dead parent. Imagine how you'd feel.
And in the morning, he didn't say anything, did he?
Yeah, but in the morning...
What's he going to say? Guys, you're never going to guess what I did. Yeah, you're like this.
Yeah. What would you do in that situation? So you woke up and you realised you didn't think it was a prank and you thought you'd just done the most deplorable thing.
If you're waking up in your house, you assume at some point you've been pranked.
But say if you, you know, you've not got it fully together.
You're hangover.
You've got to be hiding the... It's just put the paint
in. You wouldn't say anything.
No.
You'd carry that secret forever? Would you tell Holly?
I'd take it to my grave, no.
Really?
Not a posh wank over the dead parents. Just, what am I going to say? No, guess. Tell you. Well, I think I had a few too many last night.
Also, doesn't that make you think, if you keep that secret, isn't that indicating that you are capable of doing that? Because your own brain is going, yeah, you probably did do that. You need to not tell anybody ever.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you could do that?
Yeah.
You think you could?
Yeah, I just smash it down.
But what, so Julie, you think you're holier than thou? You think you're beyond that kind of thing?
I think it'd be unlikely there'd be a condom full of jizz on my leg.
That's a lady not too much. I'd need to see the picture.
Yeah, that's why you're off the hook.
Much harder.
You're not leaving evidence behind.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is a truly horrific prank.
Really bad, isn't it? Do you think that's the worst prank you've done? Definitely not.
No.
What's the worst one?
Well, there was a comedian who wronged me and I made a fake email address and emailed his agent offering him a £10,000 gig. But never a date. So I'm not putting him out of work or anything.
Sure. Yeah.
But then just like went back and forth.
Just made him just feel like something amazing
really wanted.
Yeah. And then just added stipulations. Would it be okay? It was like, would you like to come to £10,000 to play my daughter's birthday party? And it's like, yeah, we'd absolutely love to do that. What date? And I'd be like, would it also be okay if the comedian eats with us beforehand?
Great.
Going to put on a nice spread.
Lovely details.
And they
details.
Were like, yes, we can do that. What's the date? And I'd just never respond to the date bit.
Oh, great.
And just wind them up.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's on Rightmove looking at flats he can put a deposit down on.
Yeah. I remember you wound up, it was you that wound up Reardon, our friend's.
Yeah.
Wonderful comedian, Reardon DJ.
Such a sweet guy.
Sweetest boy.
I think this is worse than that.
I actually feel bad about this one.
Did you ever tell him?
No.
Oh, doesn't know.
He must know.
So the prank was that...
He's also a doctor now, so he doesn't care.
He's a doctor, but...
Yeah.
you told him that they were making a new This Is Going to Hurt.
A TV series. A TV series. The Doctor series.
They want to cast him as the Doctor.
This is before there was an actual TV series of that book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you kept getting him to send screen tests of him acting.
But do you remember the line was?
I know that you forwarded the
line. Was it just one line?
He walks in and he goes, "If this is my colonoscopy camera, where did I put my pen?"
Brilliant.
The joke, he stuck a pen up someone's ass.
We got it.
But he was filming these, and they were really... Okay. Bless him, he's a great stand-up, really.
Like, fantastic. Probably the best.
Like waste being a doctor.
It was annoying that he was also a doctor.
Yeah,
because he was so talented, and also, so funny,
but
so
also
lovely.
He was so lovely.
Young and
lovely,
and just loved him, and kind of hated how good at comedy.
Yeah,
he was. But he wasn't a great actor, to be fair.
But we asked him to do one sad, one angry, one happy.
So you were also then you messaged me and went, "Oh, you'll never guess what I'm doing to Rid." And then you were just forwarding me the videos.
You done any good pranks?
I'm not really a prankster.
Really?
No.
I find doing a prank, I find quite stressful, so I don't enjoy it, I don't think.
I used to get pranked on by my brother quite a lot. Like, he'd do all the classics, like toothpaste in my hairbrush.
Love that.
Your hairbrush?
Yeah. So then you brush your hair and you get toothpaste in your hair.
That's great.
And then, like...
Jamie's loving these.
Yeah, I'm writing these down.
Playing film on the toilet.
Sure. Oh,
it's an old fashioned. Yeah. I did one with Mark, my friend/landlord, where I poured his shampoo down the sink, replaced it with garlic mayonnaise, put the lid back on.
And that's horrific.
Yeah. I bet he's got nice shampoo as well.
Yeah,
I'd be livid.
That's a horrific.
Yeah,
prank.
Yeah. That's worse than the condom.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you know what I should have done? Put some red cabbage instead of the soap dish as well.
Like a kebab.
Like he's a kebab.
It's funny.
Yeah. So the shampoo's chili.
The shampoo's garlic mayo and the conditioner's chili sauce. And they call him boss man.
Yeah.
Slap him with a bucket.
You really half-assed
it. Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
Yeah, that's
Does he get annoyed with you?
No, because he
I'd
does
be
it
constantly
back.
On edge if I were him.
Yeah.
I couldn't live in a situation like that where
it's not just he does it to me though as well.
What's the worst one he's done to you?
I was going on holiday with four people, and he got them all to message me saying they've dropped out, sort of one by one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was always going on holiday with four people. One person dropped out like 3 months in advance.
Someone wow, he played the long before, game.
And then it was just me and someone else going. And then she messaged me on the day when I was at the airport saying she couldn't make it anymore.
Oh, and then did they all just turn up?
One of them actually had dropped out, but yeah.
It's the realistic pranks that are the best, isn't
exactly.
It?
That's quite nice though, because the reveal is
fun.
It's fun for you. It's like, oh great, now we're going on holiday.
That's
like
risky though, because you...
Positive prank.
Because also you could have potentially then gone, hey, do you want to come on holiday? This person's dropped out.
Yeah.
What if you
did?
Out?
Were you doing that?
No,
were you trying to get
not.
Replacements?
Yeah.
Have you got any pranks cooking?
No, I don't really at the moment. I should do though. I feel like
you are really good for also having real long game pranks.
Yeah, we did one quite fun one actually, which actually I was thinking of reviving. So yeah.
Okay.
I was going on holiday with my friend Harry, and with like some other mates. And what we did is we got various people to text him a number at different times. So we got someone to just text him the number 50. And then like 2 weeks later, we got someone to text him 49.
Like a count.
And it was counting down.
Ooh. From unknown numbers.
From unknown numbers.
That's so sinister.
Yeah. And then our plan was, because we were going on holiday, when we get to holiday, just ask randomers to go up to him and just go 10. And then 9. And then
that's like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Just going to say.
Really? Black Mirror. But do you know why we didn't go through with it?
Because we couldn't. Psychotic.
No, because we couldn't think of what to do at number one. It's genuinely the
I
best
almost
option.
Think doing nothing is worse.
Well, yeah.
Because then forevermore he's going to be like...
Wait for one.
And
yeah.
Would he tell anyone that was happening?
Well, so what we do, he'd block the numbers every time and he never mentioned it to anyone. It's genuinely, the best idea we came up for number one was we punch him in the balls.
It's pretty good. Yeah. That is pretty good.
Because it would have been like 6 months of build up.
So you abandoned it at what number?
Maybe like 17.
Oh, okay.
So long, 17. You got down from 50 to 17. Yeah.
Gave up.
Yeah. Have you told him?
No.
Keep going.
Yeah, we can bring it back. We can do it on someone different.
So he's just walking around thinking.
Waiting for 16.
At one point.
I'm impressed that you know.
Someone counted down from 50 to 17. And he's never brought it up to.
Never brought it up to. He just blocked the numbers.
That's psychological torture.
How do you know that many people to text? Did you run out of people?
Yeah, that's genuinely one of the real struggles. Getting people who are willing to just text.
God,
it was so costly.
Yeah. I'm on my 37th burner.
Yeah. Oh man!
But if you've got any ideas of things to do at number one, because you guys are inventors.
I was thinking something quite schoolboy, you know, like a wedge.
Sure.
Yeah, just a wedgie. Yeah.
Couple of wet willies either side.
Cacking him. Do you say cacking? You got kegging.
I think it was cacking at my
school. Cacking, pulling someone's trousers and pants down.
Yeah.
I think it was pantsing.
Pantsing.
I think it was cacking. Yeah. I think cax was the. The parlance.
The parlance.
And it was words like parlance while I was constantly getting cacked. Yeah. Oh, I appear to be getting cacked. I believe that's the parlance.
I loved all that stuff. Did you do padlocking?
What is that?
It's when you take someone's bag from under the desk and you padlock the zips together.
No, that's a lot.
You just walking around with padlocks?
Yeah, someone had them in our school.
No, people. That no, one. That would involve sort of prior thinking and
planning. That's right. A lot of
prep. I'm a schemer. So
yeah, that's what it is. Peanutting was the worst.
Oh, I love peanutting.
Oh, with the tie.
Getting peanutted.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy who had a coin in his tie? If you put a £2 coin in your tie, it stops you from getting peanutted.
Yeah.
But apparently once someone peanutted him so hard, shot up.
I think that's an
killed him.
I think
that's
the £2 coin. Yeah. I think that's
the greatest bully of all time. Just peanutted so hard.
Yeah. The head just shook his hand and said, you finished. You peanutted a guy to death. Yeah. So you've completed bullying. Okay. Thanks, Jamie, for coming in.
I'm sorry. This is what happens.
Jamie, actually, you really fucked us. You really fucked us again. Yeah. So thanks for nothing. Thanks for wasting our time. What was our thing for?
Thanks for telling us exactly who we are.
Yeah. What was the thing for when we were saying I'm out?
Good ideas, ruffle for.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off. Great. Lovely stuff. Jamie D'Souza.
Lovely stuff.
We're so good at this. Just say goodbye to our dear friend, Jamie D'Souza, who was our second guest pitching his business ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Very much in the conceptual stage.
Yeah, it was more advertising, more marketing,
it felt
I would
like
say.
A marketing ploy. Once again, veered directly into the nonce territory.
We flew right into the eye of
and
that
I
storm.
Feel like we're trying to be better. We're trying to be better.
People keep dragging us back in.
Good idea, though. Like, it's not a bad idea.
Really good idea.
The warnings for children. Yeah. We did point out a couple of flaws, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a straight investment for me.
No, I'm very much on the fence. Mm. Do you know what I would invest in? Is carrots that look like chocolate and chocolate that looks like carrots.
Yeah, or just make healthy food taste good.
I don't even think the boffins can do that.
Wow. Jack, when he was in, came up with fags that don't kill you.
Anything is possible.
So we're throwing a lot of ideas around.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a pleasure to have him
here. It was lovely. Yeah. It was so good to see him because we haven't seen him for a while.
Haven't seen for ages. Jamie is at the Edinburgh Festival, I believe.
Yeah.
So check him out. Jamie is one of the very few comedians I enjoy watching.
He's fantastic.
I genuinely enjoy watching him.
Yeah.
And Jesse, actually.
Both
our guests.
We've come in hot, haven't we?
Yeah, people that I actually enjoy their comedy, which is very, very rare. So yeah,
wait till we get someone on that you don't enjoy the comedy.
And I don't say this bit. Yeah. Oh, they're coming.
Oh yeah.
I've already blown through the two people I like. Should have spread them out a bit.
Yeah.
If you've got a business that you would like us to develop, please email us at underthegroomers@gmail.com or hurl into our DMs on Instagram.
Please.
At underthegroomers, which I've now started and I logged in.
I found
the password. I should follow you on it. I found the password, so we're in. Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers. Please like and subscribe and tell your friends. And have a nice time.